issues of, about the militaries of Plan Bayanihan. Internal Peace and Security Plan Bayanihan was a campaign plan of the Armed Forces of the Philippines, which was carried over by the current Development Support and Security Plan Kapayapaan. Both plans are focused on support to nation building, support to law enforcement authorities, civil-military cooperation, peace building and application of military forces against terrorists and other armed threat groups. The armed forces only conducts focused military operations in areas where there are threats endangering the safety and well-being of the people. Certain interest groups, however, are still advocating for the abolition of the campaign plan, in spite of the armed force submission to impartial and thorough investigations with the Commission on Human Rights and other government agencies, including coordination of the prosecution and trial of military offenders as the military's adherence to the rule of law. Reports of killings and all other offenses allegedly committed by soldiers are submitted by the military to various mechanisms, such as 1. The monitoring, reporting, and response system on children in armed conflict and grave child rights violations chaired by the Council for the Welfare of Children. 2. The Commission on Human Rights of the Philippines on the national and local monitoring mechanisms. And 3. The interagency committee chaired by the Department of Justice on cases of killings, disappearances, torture, and IHL violations. The campaign plan therefore adheres to the supremacy of the law and compliance to human rights is ensured, with the involvement and monitoring of all stakeholders. On alleged paramilitary forces and the executive order on private armed groups. Executive Order No. 264 created the Citizens Armed Force Geographical Units, known as the CAFGU, which is to assist the military in helping address insurgency threats, assist in operations during disasters and calamities, and support in socioeconomic development projects. It's not a paramilitary force. CAFGUs are reservists in the military who are activated to duty and are thus subject to military law. A national task force was created for the dismantlement of the private armed groups in the areas of the proposed Bangsamoro and the adjacent regions 9 and 12, where there is still a number thereof. The police and law enforcement agencies have been waging a continuous campaign against these groups that resulted in the dismantling of identified groups and the improvement in the peace and security situation in regions 9 and 12 in other parts of the country. In addition, joint guidelines were also issued in 2015 by the Department of Interior and Local Government and the National Defense to further delineate the roles and accountability in the armed forces and police, clarify operational procedures in connection with Executive Order No. 546, which directed the police to undertake active support to the military in internal security operations for suppression of insurgency and other serious threats to national security. Thank you.